The 2018 Major League Baseball season is now officially over. And what a season it was. The Brewers came within a win of making their first World Series in 36 years. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for stopping by today. Greg Stewart is my name, and the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more at WWIB.com. Milwaukee swept Colorado in the NLDS, and 38-year-old catcher Eric Kratz was a big reason. A veteran picked up in midseason, played in two of the three games in that Colorado series, had five hits and two RBIs, and he's on the other end of the phone connection with me today from his home out in Virginia. All right, before we talk about the Brewers here, Eric, let's get your take on the Bo Sox winning it all in the World Series, beating the Dodgers in five.
I'm proud of those guys. I have a couple buddies on the team that I'm really – Steve Pierce and I have been really good friends ever since we played together. And for him to win that the MVP and get himself a new car, that is, I couldn't have been happier for him.
Yeah, you were with Boston just for a short time, what I call a cup of coffee. You said it's a cup of espresso, but just a very, very brief time in Boston. Okay, let's go back to the magic of this year's postseason for Milwaukee and for you. Can you replay it a bit for us here on Sports and Commentary? Because it was just such a great end of the season. Could have extended longer. That would have been terrific. But what a great year for Milwaukee. What a great postseason. How about it?
You know, it's something that getting traded over to a team that, I mean, I'm a baseball fan, so I know who's contending and who's not. Getting traded over to the Brewers was, I mean, anytime you get traded to the big leagues, it's great from AAA. But, you know, going to a team that is in contention is so exciting. And it was something that, you know, when I got traded over, I knew what they wanted out of me, and it seemed like a really good fit. You know, and then getting to enjoy the ups and downs of the season, you know, culminating in a great playoff run. You know, unfortunately, we came up short, but it's as every day passes, we get to enjoy more and more of the season, you know. And I think as fans, but also as teammates, we're gonna look back on the season as a positive, even though it ended, you know, short of where we wanted to go.
Yeah. So when you had a chance to look in on the World Series this year, were you thinking, man, a play here or there, and we could have been in the Fall Classic?
Oh, no doubt. I think that's probably why it was too tough for me to watch the series. My sons wanted to watch it because they love watching baseball, but I think I might have combined watched about 4.5 innings of baseball in the World Series. It wasn't enjoyable for me to sit down and watch. Not that I was jealous of them, just that I was, you know, my brain was spinning the way it would have been spinning as I was playing in the game. So I didn't get to watch too much. I enjoyed the highlights more than anything else.
Sure, sure. So after 162-plus games, including the playoffs, did you feel like I just got to get away from the game for a while?
Personally, no, I'm fine. Like, I haven't gotten burned out by baseball just because I really do enjoy it, and it's something that's, you know, it's fun for me because there's always something new you can learn from it, and it's not – like, it's never a finished product. I think it's something it's fun to be a part of, but it's also something that when you do put a lot of energy into it at the end of the season, you're ready to settle into off-season life.
Yeah, so what does that look like for you and your family?
It really looks like everybody else's family life at home. I'm fortunate I don't have to get a job in the off-season right now, so that frees me up to make it in for bake sales at school and carpool and the pickup line after school. And then, tomorrow morning, my son has open gym for baseball in the morning, and he has open gym for basketball the next morning. So the alarm goes off a little bit earlier than it does during the regular season. But it's so much fun. You know, we go we go, you know, our normal busy schedule here while we're at home. But then, you know, we get to like yesterday, I haven't been in my home church for, let's see, 8 months now. So it's something that's exciting. No, 9 months now. It's exciting to come back and reconnect with that community and everything and see everybody. It's like I had never left, so it's great.
That's terrific. Have you thought about next year and if you'll be back with the Brewers Ball Club?
I've thought about next year, yeah. And you know, I think playing is, that's not up to me. That's up to the teams. If they want me to be back, I would love to be back. I don't feel everybody's thrown out the retirement word. And, well, if he doesn't retire, well, that's really not the thought process. I'll retire when baseball says, you know what, we don't want you anymore. You know, and they've been close. Baseball's been close. But it's something that, you know, we've been very fortunate. Like, my family got to experience this whole playoff run. You know, school was very accommodating. They gave us work to do. They gave us homework and a lot of stuff online. So they were able to experience the whole thing. And, you know, for my boys, it's awesome. They are like, this is so great. And they were bummed when we lost. But they were, you know, they enjoyed the whole run with the team. You know, they're in the locker room, they're in the celebration, they're in, you know, so it's something that's, it's cool. It's a different avenue right now for them to be able to experience it with me, which makes it even better. So I would really hope that the Brewers bring me back. It's out of my control. They have control over me, and as far as contractually, and so if they want me back, they just need to offer me a contract. But I understand there's also building the team, and the needs of the team outweigh the needs of the individual. So I hope they want me back, but like I said, that's out of my control. And you know what? The Lord will put me on the team that I need to be on. If I need to be on a team, if I need to be home, then He's going to shut all those doors for us.
Yeah, that takes pressure off you and gives it back to God, and you want to follow His lead anyway. Eric Kratz, 38 years of age, the Brewers veteran catcher. And I tell you what, let's plan on getting together again next time. We'll talk about the most enduring moments for you in this year's postseason. Eric, thanks for being here. We'll talk soon. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You do the same, though.